Welcome to Missionary Talks, where we talk with missionaries and learn about their lives and work.
In this interview, I talk with David and Crystal Houghton. They're missionaries to the deaf in Tampico, Mexico. You'll hear some background noise in this interview. We recorded this in a restaurant, and it was quite late at night. You'll be able to tell from the energy that we have in our voices. It's not got quite the punch and passion that you'll hear in some of the other interviews. We had just spent a week together in some meetings where we were getting ready for camp this summer, preparing for deaf camp. And we have missionaries and deaf come from all over the country of Mexico to this deaf camp. And we had been in meetings all week long. In fact, this was recorded at like 11 o'clock at night, and we were able to go to bed early that night, meaning that we got to bed somewhere between midnight and 1 o'clock, which was the earliest night that we had gotten to bed all week long. So the energy level may not be quite as high as you're used to hearing in these missionary talk interviews, but I thought the information was very good. David and Crystal are missionary internees. They're here in Mexico for 2 years preparing to come back as career missionaries once they get their full support raised. Today we're talking with David and Crystal Houghton. They're short-term missionaries working in Tampico, Mexico. David, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, what your work is, and what you're doing here at this time?
We're missionaries to the deaf here in Mexico. Right now I'm working alongside another missionary, helping him out in whatever he needs help in.
You've been here about a year and a half. What's the purpose of being here during this time?
The purpose of being here during this time is to learn how to work with the deaf, how to minister to the deaf, as well as helping out another missionary basically with whatever their needs are, but also to learn the language as well, learn how to sign, also how to speak Spanish. Basically be an encouragement in any way we can.
Now you're here like an internship. You're working with this other missionary to learn the language, learn the field and stuff. Are you looking at then coming back to Mexico as missionaries?
Yes, we are planning on coming back as career missionaries to Mexico and starting our own church here in somewhere in Mexico. We're not quite sure yet where, but we do know that God does want us back down here.
You've been here, like I said, a year and a half. How long do you plan on being here?
We plan on being here about 3 more months, and then we plan on going back to the state.
Crystal, can you tell us a little bit about what it is you do here?
Well, I'm here helping my husband and the other missionaries. I work with the kids, with the teen girls, and basically any way that I can help in the church.
The church that you're in is a deaf church. Did y'all work with the deaf before you came down to Mexico?
No, I haven't had any experience before this with the deaf, but being down here, I've learned so much.
Crystal, you knew sign language before y'all came down here?
Yes, I knew ASL, American Sign Language, before we came down here, which is different than the Spanish sign language.
Different in what way?
The signs are different. You can sign one word in American Sign Language and it means completely something else in the Spanish.
You've worked with the children. What age group kids do you work with?
With it being a deaf church, there's only a few children. Most of the children are lower elementary age.
Y'all been learning Spanish while you've been here. How comfortable are you with the Spanish? Are you doing all right?
I think we're doing fine. I'm doing all right, but I still have a long ways to go on the Spanish, but it's coming along.
The sign language, have you learned that pretty well?
Still have a lot to learn, but I feel more comfortable now signing.
Have you done much preaching in the church?
Yeah, I have preached some. When Jim, the other missionary, goes out of town, I tend to take over at least one service and preach, and also I've preached a couple other times to fill in.
You've preached for the missionary when he's gone out of town. Is there somebody else that preaches whenever you're not preaching? You said you preach some when he's gone.
We also have a national pastor, here. He's going to eventually take over the work, but he also preaches. His name is Francisco. He also preaches for Jim as well, whatever. Usually I take one service and he'll take Sunday school and the evening church service, and we kind of balance it out.
What is it that you would like to make the focus of your ministry in the future? Would it be working with the deaf?
Yes, our main focus in the future is going to be with the deaf, starting churches here in Mexico strictly for the deaf. We feel the best way to reach the deaf is for them to have their own church, so that way they basically feel it's their own and something for them.
Why Mexico? How did you come to look at Mexico as a possible mission field?
Well, we actually started getting the burden for Mexico when we were in college. We met a missionary that had a deaf ministry here in Mexico at one time, and she could no longer sign, and that just kind of, her testimony, God used that to kind of get us burdened to come down here to Mexico.
You had to raise money to come down here for this short-term trip. How long did it take you to raise your support for this trip?
For this trip, it took us about 2.5 to 3 years.
So do you feel like you have some support base that will help you whenever you go back to raise your support as a career missionary, or do you feel like you're going to have to start all over?
We're hoping to have a good support base when we get back. Most of the churches do plan on keeping us on for, as far as their support, but we will also have to start pretty much new to get additional support.
So y'all will finish up this summer with your internship, and then you'll go back to the States and start right back into deputation to raise your support as career missionaries?
Yes, we plan on going right back into support raising once we get back up into the States. We plan on starting pretty much right away.
Where will be your home base? Where will you travel from?
Right now, we're planning on our home base being in Indianapolis, where we're sending churches.
Where are you looking at coming back to Mexico to work? What cities have you thought about?
Veracruz, are also going to Poza Rica, Veracruz as well. Those are really the two main cities we've been praying about right now. And we have a couple other cities in mind, but we're not sure where God wants us right now, but we're just letting the Lord lead us.
What makes you think about those cities? Do you know anything about the deaf population in either of those cities?
Yeah, we have heard that there are a great number of deaf in both of those cities, and that would kind of lead us in that direction to where we'd be able to reach more deaf.
Well, what did you study while you were in school?
My major was missions with a minor in elementary education.
Mine was a missions major.
And is that a 4-year degree for both of you?
Yes.
Have y'all, in your short time here, have you run into any frustrations? I'm particularly thinking shopping, things like that. Have you found that there have been things that you can't get that you'd like to have?
There's a few things that when we first got here that we were accustomed to and we couldn't find, or the prices were majorly expensive. Groceries was one of the ones that really, some of the grocery items was one of the things that really shocked me.
What about for you, David? Has there been any frustrations like not being able to get something that you need?
Yeah, there have been some frustrations in some of the things that we have been able to buy, or they'll have it, but it's more expensive. Or they'll have it, but not the same type that we're used to. Like, we love biscuits, but here, the biscuits, if they have them, they're just not the same as what we would get in the States.
What about some things that surprised you about being here that you thought might be a frustration? For example, Are you able to go to a regular grocery store, or do you have to buy all your food in the open-air market?
Well, we can buy here in Tampico, we can buy our stuff in a regular grocery store. We've been in some cities where that's not necessarily the case, but here in Tampico it is.
Did you expect some things to be frustrating that really have not been a big deal at all, a non-issue?
Yeah, some things that I thought would have been frustrating would be, like, by learning the language, I thought it would be, we would be down here a while and I wouldn't be able to talk, wouldn't be able to do nothing, but it seems to be different. The people seem to understand that we don't speak their language, and they seem to tend to work with us and be understood.
Do you have a guiding Bible verse you'd like to share with us?
Well, one verse I tend to kind of keep as my life verse would be Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That verse has been my life verse because I always used to use excuses as to why and how God could not use me. But through my life, I've learned that I can do just about anything God's there to help.
If you could sit down with a young person that's looking at going to the mission field, is there anything you'd like to share with them?
I guess the thing that I would say would be for them to listen to God, follow His leadership, and pray hard that He would show them what He would want them to do in their life. And don't be scared or focus on material things to use as an excuse to hold you back from God's will for your life.
Do whatever they feel that God wants them to do. And also, don't be scared. Don't use maybe the fact that you're quiet, or maybe the fact that you're not a good public speaker, or whatever excuse you may have, because God can help you through it and work in your life.
After having been here a year and a half, do you think of other missionaries differently than you did when you came?
Missionaries are normal people. They're just like you and me. They're no different than the next person. God has chosen them and put them on the field, but they still have the same fights with the flesh and with the devil that any other person would have.
We joke, we laugh, we do things that normal people would do, but God has called us to a place where we serve Him, where we go out and try to win people to the Lord. We're just like normal people because everybody, even in your hometown, you're supposed to be a witness. It's just we've been called to another country.
One of the interesting things that David mentioned in the interview is that God can use you regardless of who you are, regardless of what physical roadblocks you might have or think you have. Allow the Lord to lead you in your life. Allow Him to show you what He wants you to do. Don't just make immediate decisions as to what you're going to do, regardless of what the Lord would have for you. Seek the Lord and try to find out what the Lord would have for you to do in your life. Thank you for listening to Missionary Talks. Please tell your friends about Missionary Talks and stay subscribed. You've been listening to Missionary Talks with David Peach. Please visit us at missionarytalks.com.